Kina Yud and Kina Yud Beis both are a different focus. Rather than on a focus of the Churban itself and Klal Yisrael among the nations, these kinis focus specifically on the Beis HaMikdash, on the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, on the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And these two, Kina Yud, and as I said, Yud Beis, Kina begins Ahali, refer to the Beis HaMikdash specifically. A week ago on Shabbos morning, as is my practice when I go to Eretz Yisrael, I got up and went to Daven Vesikin Shabbos morning at the Kaisel. Every year I go with about a dozen young men from our Sameach. I remember, this very much points out the difference between the young men in America and the young men in Eretz Yisrael. I remember telling my wife that I invited 12 young men to meet me at 4:30 in the parking lot to go down the Sikhan at the Kaisel, and then we had the Shabbos Sud at about 7:30 or 8 o'clock back in the Dira. So I told my wife I invited 12 young men to meet me 4:30 in the morning, so you probably have to prepare for 8 or 10. That was my expectation. When I got down to the parking lot, there were about 15 or 20 instead. Somehow a different sense in Eretz Yisrael. This year when I went with we were a group of, I believe, 18, including 6 or 7 young men here from the Beis Medrash, some of the boys who are learning in Eretz Yisrael that accompanied me. And again, it's a sign of how things come to America in a panicky way. Apparently there had been news reports of rioting in the old city. I don't know, I was there Friday morning for Vesikin, I was there Shabbos morning for Vesikin. Everything was normal, except that there were no tourists there, which usually the case for Vesikin time. But when we came, the 18 of us, to the Kaisel, we were the only Americans there, at least that I could tell. It wasn't the usual island. Rav Nebenzal's minion. I think we sort of doubled the size of the minion. It was still smaller than it is usually. And afterwards, I was thinking, reflecting on the Kaisel and the meaning of the Kaisel, besides the fact that it's, of course, primarily a Makom Tefillah, but on the meaning of the Kaisel and the Beis HaMikdash. And I remembered something that I had heard a year earlier from Rav Moshe Shapiro, when a good friend of mine was kind enough to pick me up and drive me to his Thursday night shiur. I'd like to share it with you. He spoke then about the tzar of Tisha B'Av, the fifth tzara. You have five tzaras of Tisha B'Av, the tzar of the Maisa Meraglim, the Bechiyah on the night of Tisha B'Av with the Meraglim, the two Chorbanos of the two Bate Mikdashim, the Churban of Beitar on Tisha B'Av, and the fifth is the Tsar of Tunasrupas plowing over the Harabayis, plowing over and turning the Harabayis into one big plowed field. Apparently whatever remnant of the Kaisel was there, he buried. And plowing over the mountaintop, the Harabayis. And he asked that the fifth Tsar doesn't match the first four. The first four are major tsaris in the history of Klal Yisrael. The Maisa Meraglim, the Churbanos, the Churban Beitar, the Gemara Gittin describes the loss of life, and the loss of hope. Bar Kochva was the hope that he would be the Mashiach. Rabbi Kiva believed in him. The depression, the sadness of these four tsaris are indescribable. And the fifth tsar was that Tunasrupas plowed over the Harabayis and turned it into an open field. The way he explained, the way Rav Moshe Shapiro explained this, at least in my words, is that after a tsar and a tsara, a person wants to hold on to something. We want to hold on to some connection. We know Rabbi Yechanan lost 10 sons. He walked around, he said, Den garma da asara bir, this is the bone or the tooth of my 10th child, which he carried with him. The neshama wants to connect back to something significant to which it has become disconnected against its will. And somehow holding on is a ktsas lechama. It's a little bit of connection, it's a hope. It's a zaycha v'raya b'nechemasa, that a person sees a little bit of the chama, even in the time of sorrow. If there's a connection, there's something that still attaches a person to the tzara. The idea that is brought in the Medrash Asher HaShirim, that there would always be a remnant of the Beis HaMikdash, that a kaisel would remain, is something which we, uniquely in 2,000 years, we don't appreciate. We have to understand that for 2,000 years, Jews, in the far-flung reaches of the Galus, told their children there was once a Beis HaMikdash on a certain mountain, and there's a kaisel. The kaisel was something they didn't see. It was something they didn't have pictures of. They didn't speak to tourists who had been there. In a way, it's like the Bayis Shlishi is to us. Mashiach is to us. We have a faith in Amuna, Achak Eloi, but our senses don't see it. We don't feel it. It's something that's alive in the faith of Klal Yisrael. The idea of a Beis HaMikdash, of a Harabayis, of a Kaisel, was a matter of faith for most of the 2,000 years to the overwhelming majority of Jews that lived throughout the period of the Golus. Access to the Kaisel in the history of Klal Yisrael, from when Shlomo HaMelech put up the Beis HaMikdash to today, access to the Har HaBayis, to Yidden, was severely limited. 40 years after the Beis HaMikdash was built, Yeravam ben Nevat stopped 10 out of the 12 Shvatim from access to the Har HaBayis. Then Klal Yisrael went to Golus Bavel, and from then till today, there has not been a time that more than, until our generations, until this century, there has not been a time that there's been more than 100,000 Jews in Eretz Yisrael in one shot. Yidden returned for the Bayis Sheni in the tens of thousands, not in the hundreds of thousands. Most Yidden were not there. Throughout these 2,000 years, there weren't many Yidden there. The Ramban writes that when he came to Yerushalayim, there was no minyan. There's no minyan in Yerushalayim. Which is why we have today the old city, the Ramban's shul, the Beis HaKnesses Shel HaRamban is maintained as remembering such a time. And even in our own time, from 48 to 67, we had no access to the Kaisel. And today, it's almost routine. The meaning of the Kaisel, what has to mean to us, is sort of to hold on to that den garmed da asara bir, that bone of my 10th child that Rabbi Yechanan spoke about. That connection, that shaykhus. When Teres Rufus came, he plowed over the Har HaBayis, there was no remnant. The Har HaBayis looked like a mountain like every mountain. Looked like a plowed area like every plowed area. There was no remnant, there was nothing to hold on to. And this kina yud, and as I mentioned, the one which follows two later, yud beis, talk about the tragedy of the loss of the center point of Klal Yisrael, of Am Yisrael, of Amunas Yisrael, of the Shechina, the Har HaBayis. If you look at kina yud, it's structured in a very specific way. It talks about the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, but mentions the families of the Kohanim. If you remember from past years, it mentions the Mishmarais. There were 24 Mishmarais Kahuna, and each Mishmar had a name based on the area it came from. And each Kina, except for the first one is general, but the first stanza And kinimser habayis b'misarvei marayin. The Beis Hamidrash was given over b'misarvei marayin, those, this refers to our enemies who came down to oppress us, to destroy the Beis Hamidrash. But then, each four-line stanza ends with the mention of one of the families, Kayanei Tzipayrim, Meshmeres Mifshata, Kayan Aysalai, and so on. Beis Lechem, some of the cities you'll recognize, and some you won't. But basically, each one ends Kayan Tzfas, the families that came down from Tzfas, the real, very real part of life for Klal Yisrael, the different families that came down. It mentions 23 of the 24 families. Why the 24th is not mentioned is the subject of a lot of speculation. But at any rate, that's what's mentioned here. And this is the kina over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. What most of us are not aware of is that, at least according to Rashi, not only Kainim had Mishmarais, but Yisraelim as well. What we call Mamadais, a Maimed means that, the way Rashi explains, every Jew belonged to one Mamad. Every Jew had his week, not just the Kayin. Now a Kayin went up on his week. Every Kayin had one day of his week. Each Beis Av had one day to do Avaida in 24 weeks. And for a Kayin, it was unique, it was special. The Kayin went up, it was their lives. Yisraelim had Mamadais. There has to be Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash to bring a Karban Tzibur. There has to be a Kohen Levi of Yisrael. And they are Mamadais. And the way the Mamadais were divided was that every Jew was part of a Maimid, had his week. But not every Jew, not every Yisrael traveled up to the Beis Hamikdash. Representatives of each Maimid traveled every day. Those of you who just learned Tainis have a mention of the Mamadais. When it was your week, your Maimad, it would be special tefillahs all week, special davening all week, special leining every single day. It was a connection to the Beis Hamikdash, even to those Yisraelim that did not go up to the Beis Hamikdash. And so, here in this capital, we talk about the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, the loss of that center of our lives. Everything pointed to the Beis Hamikdash. You went three times a year, but more than three times a year. Someone had a baby. A Yoledes went up to the Beis Hamikdash. Some who became certain Tumis and became Torah went up. Some who had to bench Gaimel. What we bench Gaimel is when they brought a carbon taida. They went up to the Beis Hamikdash and brought a carbon. The Beis Hamikdash was the center of life, and the Mela was the center of a holy life for Yidden and Klal Yisrael. And this kina, Kina Yud, talks about the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. Not all of the kapitlach are easy. Bachay sifke mechumeshes svarim. It's chumeshes svarim first to Klal Yisrael. The weeping of Klal Yisrael will have the huametzova in the chumeshes svarim of the Torah. Kenera kayim v'navi b'yayim ha-kipurim. Zechariah the Navi was killed in the Beis HaMikdash. U'valdomei nishratu parochim kitzvirim. As you know, the Gemara in the Sugya Bar Kamsa describes the great number of Jews that were killed by our enemies over the blood of Zechariah. V'nodu kitzipayrim, kayanei tzipayrim, the kayanim of the mishpacha of tzipayrim fled, they ran away like birds who ran away. Gosa me'arza kala mikushata, bavoyin maestroi sushmita. A lot of the kapitlach are easier to understand, but again, it focuses on something totally different, on the loss of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Something that's very much a part of our davening. References to Tzion, Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaBechira are abound. And that is the specific theme of this kina, of Kina Yud.